This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 576. I am Brian Kilby. Join me. I can't talk. I don't sleep. I have kids. The kids call me daddy now. It's weird. With me this week, we have Jason Kirk, Melvar.
Hi.
Chris. Diecast.
I also call Brian daddy sometimes.
Yeah. Rob.
Wow.
And John.
Hi.
There's no Don this week. Yeah. And I am completely thrown off. Like, I don't know what to do. I think I need to ask Don a question, but he's not here.
Can we call him?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, I think I will. Let's do it. So, I'm seriously going to do this. This show is going to be little crazy, little loopy this week, but
it's the Headmaster Don call out show this week.
I'm not joking. I'm doing it right now. Just give me a second.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay.
No, make sure you specify sure that serious. We're streaming.
Okay.
Make sure he knows we're live.
Don, buy or sell Star Trek versus Transformers.
Oh, yeah.
I hope Don's not having a sleep study right now.
Oh, no, never
mind. Or driving
somewhere. Actually, I can't do it because I have everything unplugged because we weren't doing the show this week and I have to do some rewiring.
Oh.
Sadness. Okay. Well,
balls.
We won't tell him we're doing this and we'll just do it next week when he's having a sleep study. That'll be great.
Hi, Don. It's Diecast. I just wanted to tell you.
He's probably not.
No, you know what? Bring Eric on next week. Have him call Don as Garrett.
Yep.
I think I would be comfortable-ish giving Garrett or Eric Don's phone number, but I couldn't give it to anybody else. Don's birthday is tomorrow. So happy birthday, Don.
tfradio.net/massyattack.
Yes.
It's too late for something to get there on his birthday, but he probably still appreciates stuff that anyone might care to send. It's also Rob Clay's birthday coming up in the next few days here. So tfradio.net/claylist.
Claylist. I love it. Happy birthday, guys.
Happy birthday.
Oh, I am older than you, Rob, but I'm younger than Don. That's all that matters. I guess I'm the second oldest then. Rob Springer's older than I am. Yeah. So, not that it matters. Hey, John.
It matters less and less every year.
This is true. John.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us about some t-shirts?
What's up? Oh, man. Shirtsicle.com/TF Radio. I'm sure you can find information at tfradio.net too. But if you like body covering, and you should, and you like this show, which I think you do,
because
you're listening to it, you might have gotten lost on the internet highway, but if you did, welcome. You need a shirt from shirtsicle.com/TF Radio. It has 8 styles right now. We've got a couple for the show and a lot of Transformer-inspired designs out there. They're made by the founders, makers of Pro Wrestling Tees and 1 Hour Tees. I say that because they've made literally thousands upon thousands of t-shirts and everybody's happy with them and they know what they're doing. And these are direct print t-shirts. So it's not any of that weird plasticky film on top of a shirt. It's direct print kind of into the shirt. Very nicely done. Shirtsicle.com/TF Radio. Take a look, pick your favorite. And we appreciate you because you support the show by buying a shirt.
Yeah. I got my first one. It's wonderful. I bought more. And I can't wait to get them. Hopefully I'll wear them next week. Actually, one of them next week. I'm not like going to like pull my shirt off and change mid-show.
You could. Well, I mean, you could just wear like, you could start out with like 5 of them on.
Yeah.
And just at
it's
various
summer.
Points.
I'm not doing that.
That's true. Because even in March, the inside of your house was fairly warm.
That's because there was 2,000 pounds of nerd in the room.
It could be like a pretender. I like this.
Yes. Yeah. yeah, that it was all the nerd in the room. It was the reason. So, but
I think we were exceeding the safe capacity. Yes.
Yeah. And hopefully we'll do that again this year or this coming year. That'd be great. You know,
I'm going to come.
Hopefully you don't clock me upside the head with an ottoman this time.
Hopefully you don't wreck on the way.
It wasn't a wreck so much as a bump.
Yeah.
That resulted in like $200-something worth of tickets.
Yeah.
No insurance claim though, but that's the important part.
Cause you're in Tennessee and you don't have insurance.
No, cause there was no damage to either vehicle.
Oh, good. Good.
That's why it wasn't a wreck. It was a bump.
A bump.
Just enough to get the cops involved.
That sucks. Yeah. So yeah, that would be great. We could do that again. That was a lot of fun. We'll just plan it better next time.
It was more fun for some of us than others, but yeah, I'm down with the concept. Maybe we can actually get to go bowling this time.
I don't want to go bowling.
I like bowling.
Bowling's fun.
Brian, you can stay home.
Okay.
We can go, we'll go have fun without you.
We can go back to the mini golf place and hit the go-kart track this time.
Yes.
Ooh, yes. Mm.
Yes.
Didn't they have a laser tag thing too?
Yes, they do.
Should do that.
That's like five minutes from my house.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Okay. Let's see here. Anything else? Did anybody get anything? I did.
I got one weird thing, which will not take much time, so I'll just dash out with that first. I got toggle switches in my car.
What's up with that?
It was amazing.
So there's one that's marked fan. If you want to see a better version of this picture, you can find it on my Twitter at ChrisRTXV. So there's the one marked fan that actually now is the sole way to control the radiator fan so the car does not cook itself to death while driving. Basically, there's been some problems with the plumbing under the hood, and apparently the only way to fix that was by adding toggle switches to manually control various functions of the car, because it can't handle its own shit anymore. It can't handle its own crap anymore.
So basically, it's becoming like the Millennium Falcon, where there's like six or seven switches you have to hit before
Same thought.
Pretty much, it just doesn't have as much character.
Yeah.
Now you just have to hang dice from the rearview mirror and make sure no one ever tells you the odds while you're
I will admit every time I turned the car on and had to flip the switches, I was doing the whole atomic batteries to power turbines to speed bit.
Nice.
Because you might as well make the best of it, you know?
Uh-huh. Cool. So I got something, and Matt, why don't you tell them what we got? I got the same thing you did.
Ah. Okay. So I got Power of the Primes Inferno.
Oh, Jason got one too. Oh,
yep.
Where'd you get yours?
Walmart.
Yep.
Gotta go to Walmart.
And he makes a pretty good combiner torso too.
Wait, did you buy two?
Why would I possibly buy two, Brian? What possible reason would I have to buy two?
Lots of reasons.
It's a combiner wars figure, basically. Yeah. So.
I mean, what other use is there for a red hotspot other than Inferno? I mean, just
Guard
can
City.
You even fathom a possibility? Yeah,
why would I buy another one? I don't have Guard City. It's not like I have, you know, more Combiner Wars toys just sitting around waiting to be custom painted with stuff I bought off tfradio.net/Amazon.
Jealous.
Nice.
Yeah, he's not going to make Hey Mickey do it, but he has already prompted Hey Mickey that he's going to seek, advice and technique.
Yes. I saw that on Twitter. Yes, that is awesome. Oh, I want extensive photos of that.
It's going to be a slow work, I assure you, because I've attempted to customize one thing so far, and it didn't turn out exactly the way I wanted.
Before all the black repaints got popular for whatever reason, back in like 98, 99, I took an Ultra Magnus, the cab, the Optimus Prime part, and painted it black because I thought it was such an original idea. And I had no idea what I was doing. I used the wrong kind of paint. Every single thing I could have gotten wrong, I got wrong. So I don't customize anymore. Just not my thing. So did you get anything else?
No, just, you know, the massive paint supplies from tfradio.net/Amazon. You're awesome. You know, two infernos.
I finally opened my Hunger in Alita 1. People talk about how great Hunger is. I'm not feeling it. Yeah, the dragon mode is just, it's kind of sad.
I was a lot happier with Alita, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hunger makes a fantastic torso, though.
Yeah. I mean, so it'll live in Abominus mode once I have the rest of the figures. I mean, there's no way around it, but.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see here, Diecast.
Oh, yeah.
I got Wave 3 Prime Masters.
Where from? Oh, right.
Taobao.
Okay.
Of course.
Taobao. But I did do a video of all three, and Quintus Prime with his Skullgrin pretender. Bludgeon. Yeah, Bludgeon. I'm sorry. Bludgeon. Got to be my favorite. Quintus Prime is the Cedar of Life. And if that doesn't look like a Cedar of Life, I don't know what does.
That's not funny.
But he is. That's what he is. He's a Cedar of Life.
The gun is good. Zardoz.
But yeah, it kind of reminds me of this episode of the.
I don't want to know what it reminds you of.
Because.
Okay. reminds me of this movie I watched over and over again in 3-minute increments.
I also got a very nice cel-shaded Optimus Prime.
That is beautiful.
Oh, it is. And it even the Matrix is done really nice. It doesn't feel like tacky. It doesn't feel like the paint's going to come off. I'm very surprised. The weird part is most of my packages come with a box. This did not. And I think the reason it did not is the company might be a little bit scared. They did put an Autobot logo on his arm. I did not put that on. As you can see, it's painted over top. So,
well,
no one really knows who's doing these, but apparently they did at least 500 of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I knew it was limited because my hookup that I never use on Facebook. She was like, there are no more of these. And I'm like, crap.
Yeah.
So I don't like knockoffs. I do not condone knockoffs, but I would buy that.
And, you know, obviously it's not a straight knockoff because some of the things that were like chrome plated are now not chrome plated. So they can actually paint them.
Yeah. Right, vanilla ice, whatever.
But the legs kind of stick a little bit. And I don't know if that's because of the painting process or what. They're not sticking as bad as they were when I first got it. Right, so it might be a paint issue. But yeah, it's really nice. They painted it in the joints everywhere. I mean, there's just paint everywhere. So it's really nice. And it's just the fact that it doesn't actually feel like the paint's going to scratch off is
how much
really,
was it?
I forget. I mean,
it's baked
I think
into your Taobao economics.
Yeah, I paid like $110 maybe for
that
it.
That sounds right.
So, Emotional in the chat is asking if you also ordered the cel-shaded Megatron. There's a Megatron like that?
There are two different cel-shaded Megatrons, which just popped up within the last week on Taobao. One is the Infinite Transformation one. They're actually putting their name on it, and it's a cel-shaded Megatron, which this is the Infinite Transformation.
And Infinite Combinations?
Knockoff yes, Megatron. Transformation. And it's very nice. There's also another one, which is similar to the Prime in the fact that there's pictures of it, but no one knows who's doing it. So I'm not sure if it's the same company that did the Prime. That's kind of what I'm hoping for.
That is so weird.
I hope by next year someone's doing a bootleg of MP36 Plus with the toy face, but with cel-shaded deco.
It's so weird.
Yes. Yes.
Emotional in the chat saying 109. So, yeah, that's roughly the price that I saw quoted. That I couldn't buy.
And then I'm upside down.
Oh, you beat me.
The trailer.
Mine is at the post office as we speak.
Yeah. Well, mine came the next day after the show, because of course everything always shows up on Thursday, and then I have to wait a whole week to talk about it. But it did give me time to get the videos up, because Thursday is one of the only days, nights, I have to do videos, so.
You could just skip RFC sometimes.
Well, I never get my stuff on Wednesday anyway, so.
Yeah,
that's true. Nice try, but.
I see what you're doing there. But yeah, that's I think that's all I got this week.
Jason, what'd you get?
I, like you saw, I got Inferno. I can't believe I actually got something local. And also the Wave 2 Prime Masters.
Oh,
were at stock too.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and they're still in the box because I still have them ordered elsewhere too. And when they're available sometime this summer, they'll come to me, but at least I have them. I have a safety ripper snapper ordered. So as long as I can get a hunger and I've got wave 3, I should be able to get it. I'd just be screwed on the Dinobots if Hasbro doesn't deliver on wave 2. So
if it might travel this weekend, I see a hunger, I can pick it up on your behalf.
Might be a good idea. Yeah, I'd appreciate that.
Hey, real quick. Well, let's John, Rob, do you guys get anything?
I got a few things.
Oh, yeah. What'd you get?
Okay, well, first, thanks to Matt, I have an Ollie's Trypticon.
Nice.
And that is such a fantastic toy. That is every kind of impressive that I was wishing Fortress Maximus would be. But this is just, this is just such a great thing. It's sitting here occupying most of the table I keep my laptop on for podcasting. And I am trying not to mess with it so that the microphone doesn't pick it up, but. Yeah, it's great. It's huge. Even with weak hips, it is just really cool. Full tilt is just such a fit. And it has weak hips because I had to do the surgery. I could not move those joints pulling it out of the box. And full tilt is just a really nice little deluxe. I like it a lot. Matt also sent me Urusei Yatsura, Beautiful Dreamer for my birthday, which I haven't seen in like 20 years. I'm really looking forward to that. Thank you, Matt.
You are welcome.
And Chris sent me Power of the Primes Grimlock, which I actually really like. I was surprised because, I was basically perfectly fine with the, Fall of Cybertron Grimlock with the in the Target version for my, default Grimlock. But I actually kind of like this one in robot mode a half hair better. I think Dino mode on War for Cyber or Fall of Cybertron Grimlock might be a little better, which is just kind of weird.
Sad.
Yeah. It's kind of a narrow thing. If I'll put it this way, I said on Twitter the other day, if they had never chromed that Fall of Cybertron Grimlock, this would probably default to my favorite modern Grimlock. But it's pretty close, and I'm glad that I like it as an individual robot because. I know someone had warned me about it, but once I formed Volcanicus and saw that the joints housed in a clear plastic housing were freaking load-bearing, I'm never doing that again. Hasbro, what the hell are you thinking?
Well, it's the same as putting gold plastic in load-bearing points on some of the individual Dinobots.
Yeah, just... But, I mean, the gold plastic might be okay. The clear plastic is still going to be clear plastic. It's just... Just an entire deluxe hanging off of these joints that are constantly putting pressure on these clear plastic housings. This thing is, as a combiner torso, this thing is going to be a disaster in 5 years. And that's sad.
I mean, like, all the Dinobots have clear plastic problems because they insisted on incorporating those clear plastic parts, and you have to have more than one little piece in a kind of plastic to make the mold layouts work economically. So all of them have things that shouldn't be clear plastic, but are. Grimlock just has the worst example of it. But like Evasion Mode Optimus Prime had a similar problem where a lot of the functional transformation joints were in clear plastic also.
Yeah. I'm really kind of hoping that maybe eventually they do some kind of exclusive version of this that does not have that plastic.
G2 colors maybe.
Yeah, G2 colors, that would be great. Just because, I'd like to see a version of this that I could use as a combiner, because actually seeing the torso in person, I think it works pretty well and it looks kind of cool. It's just I am never going to use it that way because it will break if I do.
Cool. Okay. So, Matt, Chris, real quick, you guys are doing something fun this weekend, right?
Well,
I'm jealous.
We're going on a trip.
That'll be fun.
I was looking forward to this all year. Then stuff happened, but I will be there with you in spirit.
Instead of a weekend of joy with your internet friends, you get to have a lifetime of commitment to your new children.
Yeah.
I think, you know, you've won out in this equation, Brian.
Yeah. So you're going to the last JoeCon. It's the only second JoeCon that I'm aware of that's been anywhere close to me. First was in Atlanta and I couldn't go. And this one is in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
And you can't go.
And I can't go. Oh, man. So other than just hanging out, are you looking to do anything in particular? Do you know anything about the convention?
No.
Are you guys getting really a product preview for 2019? Yeah.
Is Hasbro going to be there? I think we have that right now, actually.
Yep. Every day.
Let me see. I think I have a printout here somewhere. Oh. Yes. I seem to have misplaced the sheet. I know it was around here somewhere. We'll come back to that later in the show.
We'll come back to that later in the show. Real quick, and I will mention this later, but if you are looking to get Power of the Primes Predaking, it's available on Amazon with Amazon Prime shipping. Thanks to our pal, Barricade64, for the heads up. You can go to tfradio.net/Predaking. And that will come up later in the show. But that's a PSA for right now. Hey, guess what? So this week in history, I included this one because it makes me feel so old. 2008. I know, right. 2008. Pre-orders close for the Henkei Skywarp and Thundercracker.
Wow.
That doesn't feel like 2000. That's 10 years ago. If that's still like on my list of couple things I need to pick up that have come out recently that I don't have. Like I have a list of pickups of just stuff that I've recently missed. That's on the list. That's like having PS2 games in my to-play pile of games, which I do have.
Well, yeah. I mean.
Yeah.
I probably do too if I look. There's probably stuff I haven't played. I know there's stuff I haven't played all the way through.
Yeah. But 10 years ago this week, pre-orders closed for Henkei Skywarp and Thundercracker.
Yeah, and it was actually hard to get pre-orders for those because there was a lot of interest in that since up to that point, you either had the BotCon set or you had nothing.
Yeah. And there was just in general with Henkei, there was tons of demand domestically for that stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, these two seem to be kind of worse than things like Megatron or Optimus, which had readily available domestic versions, even though the Henkei Optimus was very visually superior. It was one of the best looking early Henkei toys because its chrome use made sense, for one thing. It was on the grill of the truck and not just like randomly on a spoiler or something, you know. But yeah, like Thundercracker especially, there's no option for that until 2010.
It's crazy.
And Skywarp, if you missed that Target box set for the 2 weeks it was available. Now, admittedly, that box set was a great deal with that Ultra Magnus and that Skywarp for $20.
It was 20?
Yeah.
I thought it was 30. Wow.
Yeah, we're never getting those days back again.
I resold them. I think I sold the Skywarp for like $50 by itself, if I remember right.
You probably did.
Yeah.
I sold the Magnus when the City Commander, you know, demand was fairly high. So on one level, I almost regret it, but it's still, you know, I was still glad to have the money at the time.
I later reacquired it, but that was just one of those things. I'm like, I don't need another one of these.
I think my favorite modern use of the Ultra Magnus color scheme is still the Transformers Universe one off of Armada Supercon Prime.
Oh yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't even. I can't place it off the top of my head.
Battle in the Box.
Oh yeah. Oh, Battle in the Box. Yeah. God, that such a weird subline of stuff.
The first time Kohl's was relevant to toy hunting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nearly I think last.
I found mine at Big Lots eventually because we don't have any Kohl's around here.
Okay.
Yeah, I got mine at Walmart. I think. Pretty sure.
Really?
Yeah. They were available. They were available at retail at large? I thought.
I thought the Battle in the Box stuff was actually Market 6, because like I thought that was the first time we learned about the Market 6 designation.
Okay. I mean, it's entirely possible I went to Kohl's and just blocked it out.
I would.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, this was like 15 years ago at this point. So
yes,
I don't even know that I had a. Yeah, I guess there was a. I had a local Kohl's 15 years ago. Guess
it's entirely Kohl's has been around forever, so it's entirely possible you had a local one 15 years ago.
So 10 years ago, crazy that came out. Okay, the big news, y'all.
Oh man,
this is like my moon landing. This is my favorite thing that I think I've ever seen Transformers wise. We've had Transformers crossovers before. We've even had Transformers in Star Trek before, right? With Next Gen, wasn't it Next Gen? Or am I thinking of the Avengers? I'm thinking of the Avengers.
You're thinking of the Avengers.
Yeah. And Transformers crossed over with the Avengers.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's, yeah. So, but this is Star Trek, the animated series versus Transformers. So the only thing I wish it was that this would be animated so we could get it in Filmation quality.
Yeah.
Oh man.
God, that would be so great with the reuses of frames and everything. But I love this so much.
Just the constant loops of them running. That'd be fantastic.
I hope it has like the Infinite Vulcan Spock in it. I hope there's like tons of cameos.
Oh, the Infinite Vulcan Spock would make sense in this because he gave up the size of a Transformer.
And he could like fight them hand to hand. It would be so great.
The second cover on T-Formers looks good. But it's kind of out of place because Windblade looks so out of place because everything's like G1 and
I mean, you can't really filmation Windblade while keeping her looking like Windblade.
Yeah, and then she's just there. It's like she's not G1.
Even
there.
I mean, they did a fairly good job of simplifying her design, but it just if they want her to fit in with that season 1 Sunbow cast for Transformers, they are going to need to simplify it even further.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. So I don't know, this doesn't fit in the Transformers podcast, but I just want to point out, as a kid, I knew what Star Trek was. And I remember discovering Star Trek, the animated series. And I found nothing whatsoever weird about that. But like as an adult, it just, it's like non sequitur to like reality. But I love the animated series. I love Star Trek, the animated series. Whenever Chris would do an episode of that one episode of Star Trek, I would always be excited when it was the animated series. And you end up covering the entire animated series.
Yeah, fully 1/5 of that one episode of Star Trek was Star Trek, the animated series.
Yeah, but like this is really like a dream come true for me. I'm really
impressed by, from these cover samples, how well the artist has actually nailed the Filmation character model style for the Star Trek characters.
Absolutely. Yeah. They've nailed it.
Spot on.
Yeah.
Spot on.
So what do we know about the series? Like, who's writing it? When does it come out?
John Barber is one of the writers.
Oh, dear God. That's awesome.
And the rest of the information is in the T-Formers article, and I do not memorize it off the top of my head.
Mike Johnson is the other writer. He did the Star Trek Countdown, which was the prequel to the 2009 Abrams movie, which actually I remember enjoying when I read it. So
I believe I saw an article say that Johnson has actually written more Star Trek comics than anyone else.
Interesting.
Oh, wow.
So if I were editor in chief, this is exactly what I would be doing.
Yep.
Yes, this is. Yeah. John Barber got the editor in chief job at IDW just so he could make sure he could do this.
I love
it's
this.
It's good
so much.
To be the king.
I love
it's
it.
It's good to be the king.
Like, I haven't been this happy with Transformers news in a long, long, long time.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
I know, right?
And it's nice because Barber can just get to continue out the continuity straight from the very beginning. He doesn't have to go back and fix it later because he's involved with the book.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So I've seen a lot of fans, maybe not Transformers fans, but like because this actually came out like at IO9, and it's been relayed everywhere, and just general fans of like nerd media like just don't get it.
What else is
new? I know, right? But
I mean, it is kind of written for us almost, isn't it?
Because, it's like written for me and Chris and a couple other people.
Yeah, Chris Matt. Has such an emphasis on the animated series and stuff, and
It's probably also written for Scott to some degree, because like Scott has an awareness and appreciation for Transformers, but not like a deep caring, let's say. This is pretty much made for my podcast, basically.
Yes.
Has to come back now.
Your non-existent podcast.
Well, you know, I mean, fanboys limited engagement comebacks can happen.
So, are you talking about that one episode of Star Trek or Fanboy versus Transformers? Either one.
That one episode of Star Trek.
Yeah.
Do Fanboy versus Transformers.
Versus
Star Trek. Yeah, but then you're going to have to go to like 200 if you start again.
Well, you go to 8.
It's a limited series this time.
Yeah, it's 1 to 4 and a 100 episode limited series or something like that.
Yeah. But this absolutely made my day. If there are posters of this available, I want one. I want a poster of every single cover. I want a wallpaper in my house in this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I want action figures of this.
It looks like Johnson's also written Transformers before, too. The Fall of Cybertron tie-in book, and he did the Beast Hunters comic with Margaret Scott, according to Jeremy.
Is that the guy that did the art? Is that the guy that did the art for issue 8 of the Marvel series? What was his name?
I don't know if he. I don't think he did the art.
Okay, the guy did the amazing art in that one issue when Ratchet was in the Bayou.
Oh, I think you're thinking of.
It was something like that.
Kyle Baker.
Doesn't matter, but it.
Yeah, because let me look that up now, because I'm pretty sure it's Kyle Baker.
Just. Beautiful. I'm so excited. I will buy. I'm going to get the physical issues of this. I will drive to my comic shop, which is like 3 miles away. I will drive that far to buy this comic.
Make sure you order them, because a lot of stores aren't even carrying Transformers comics in the physical form right now. So
what's the name, Rob?
Issue 8 was Kyle Baker, but
issue 7 or 9.
Issue 7. Let me check them both.
Chris McFeely made a good point too here that like it's really good we're past the point with Transformers crossovers where they have to adapt themselves to the form of what exists in the universe.
Yeah.
Like, no, this is just the Transformers interacting with a Star Trek world, and that's pretty okay, except that I still want a Cosmos that is a Constitution class starship.
Mm. Yep.
Okay, issue 7, the one you were thinking of, is William Johnson.
William Johnson, okay. That guy did amazing art for one issue. Okay. listeners, what you'll find out is there's a ton of news in this episode of RSC. So much news. I can't even tell you how much news we have. So item 2 of 3. More than that.
That might be a slight exaggeration. It's actually item 2 of 2.
Yeah. Toys R Us Australia to close all stores. So with all this Toys R Us stuff, we learned
didn't
that,
see that coming.
Well, Canada's staying open.
Yeah, but the Australia is the one that issued the notice that they weren't giving money back for the
the no refunds cancellation of Masterpiece Shadow Panther.
Yes.
Yep.
I was like, oh, that must mean they're closing.
I'm glad this came up. So I went to my Toys R Us, one of the Toys R Us, for the very last time. It'll be the very last time I go into Toys R Us. Had a chance to go back. I'm like, no, this closing it out, never going back. They have fixtures for sale. And I was joking last week or whatever that I wanted like a shopping cart, which is $35, not bad. A cart corral for like $110. That would look great in my driveway. But like we don't have room in the vehicle to buy a shopping cart, or we would have bought a shopping cart, but I did get a hand basket for $15, and it's like beautiful and old. It's not like the hand basket. It's not like the baskets they've been using for the last several years. It's like an old one from probably like the '90s by the looks of it. So it must've been just in the back of the store somewhere. So I love it. it's awesome. It's not as awesome as John's souvenir from Toys R Us, but it's pretty awesome. John has like a 7 foot tall Jeffrey.
Sure do. He's staring at me right now.
Well, that's old.
Yeah.
Back well, away slowly.
You get used to it.
My kids got Jeffrey lunch boxes, like soft vinyl lunch boxes that they had for sale. I don't have a clue why they had them. Yeah. I asked him why she didn't get me one, and she stared at me blankly. Yeah.
You have to get that a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have that's no normal idea.
Yeah. Okay. Rob Springer of zonebase.org. So apparently you Russian hackers who go out there and try to hack zonebase.org all the time, listen up. Rob reported the estimated date of Power of the Primes Retgar, which is what, September 28th?
Yeah. Yeah.
That means we'll have it in the stores in October.
Yeah.
Or November.
Yeah.
Or November, yes.
What was it came out? The clone set, that the date or whatever it was. Like, I kept going and they kept not having them. I kept asking why.
That's Brainstorm.
Because that's the date that the distribution centers either receive them or start sending them out to the individual retail locations, not necessarily the stocking date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fairly good looking, though.
It is. Uh-huh. I mean, it's I like the Generations one better from a look perspective, This is the combiner limb. So,
I mean, if you come down to it, though, this looks a little bit more true to what the Junkions looked like in the movie. You know, the big square body and everything.
Yeah, I'll agree. Yeah. Yeah.
So Matt's going to have to get like four of these and then use one of his combiners.
I might get four of these, like, you know, put them on junky retail scattershot.
See, that's the thing. I've had that fun pub Toxitron for like a year now and had no idea what to put on it. And
yeah. There you go.
Also, if you want to customize a G2 Defensor, you will need that for your groove.
That would probably be an easier starting point. Yeah.
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 Hmm.
All kinds of uses, and if the clones are any indication, or even Brainstorm in some cases, these will be available for at least a year to come after they start hitting shelves.
Very likely.
So, Rob, the next item, you posted this about Counterpunch, which we now believe is Punch Counterpunch, like it should be.
Yeah, the Amazon posted an actual product description for it that, yes, does say that it is both Punch and Counterpunch, and specifies that it's like 9 steps to go from Decepticon to Autobot, and then 13 or 18 steps, depending on the robot mode, to go from robot to sports car. So, yeah, it is going to have all 3 modes. It is going to come with Primo, which I believe is one of the missing Prime Masters.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the 3 that we did not have a figure for yet. And yeah, so we have no idea what mold this is going to be or how it's going to work. It could be something entirely new. It could share the framework with Power of the Primes Jazz, but it looks like it is going to be a full service Punch Counterpunch.
That, I mean,
that
it has
me
to be
happy.
Yes. Yeah. It would have been weird if it wasn't. So, I mean, this is a retool of something, right?
Of course.
Presumably.
So there can't, I mean, it can't be hard to convert something from one robot to the other just by twisting around certain
parts of the limbs. They're saying there's like 9 steps in between the 2 robot modes. That's a lot of re-engineering.
That's kind of fascinating.
So if it is a retool of something else, it is a, like, basically just a shared skeleton.
The thing is, like, to kind of pump up the hype for this, they could be being very generous with how they're counting their transformation steps. Like, each forearm being turned around could be one individual step.
Yes,
I mean,
that's true.
You have to look at this in marketing speak as much as anything else.
That's my assumption.
My theory on this is and always has been that this is the retool for Jazz because there's been no reuse of that mold. It's reshipped in Wave 3 with the updated deco, like Diecast was able to provide us a good picture of finally. But like, no sign of a recolor, a retool, anything with that other than just a straight reuse. So it kind of makes sense. Plus, if you look at the listings for Repugnus and Blastoff, they're both listed with the line names for where their molds originated, more or less. And Punch Counterpunch is being called Power of the Primes. There's only one car mold in Power of the Primes that would remotely work for this character. I mean, as Diecast jokingly suggested at one point, Moonracer maybe, but there's already a recolor on the books for that, and I don't think you'd be able to turn Moonracer around and get a second robot out of it.
It would be funny, plus, though.
Plus, if you look at Jazz, if you like really study how they put it together, two-thirds of that car shell is all clear plastic painted over. That's one whole parts tree that they can just swap out for a completely different car shell that works a different way. And they could add more steps into that, presumably. Add an extra hinge in the middle of the hood to compress that down for the punch mode, maybe. You know, there's all kinds of ways this could work, leading to those 9 steps between robot modes and the difference between robot to car transformations. Like, every bit of logic, every bit of reasoning and experience I have points me to think this is the Jazz retool that we've had no sign of so far. But like, the really fun part for me is that I have no idea how it's going to work beyond that one leap. Whereas with Repugnus and especially Blastoff, which we've seen like the art for, it's not even different from the Unite Warriors version in any meaningful way. Like,
I hope it's unlike those. Better.
Maybe unlike those two, everything about this Punch Counterpunch is still a mystery. Besides what mold I think it is, and I love that. That is the most fun thing for me.
Cool. Yeah, I'm super excited about this. Man, I just can't wait. So many neat things coming out between the Star Trek versus Transformers comic and now this. It's going to be a good year. So what else we got going on? There's only one news item left. So there's some miscommunication on this on Facebook and Twitter and everywhere this week. People thought that Transformers, that Hasbro had acquired the BotCon trademark. No, looks like FunPub is re-upping the trademark. And why wouldn't you? I mean, if you own it.
Well, they have no plan. Allegedly, they have no plans to do anything with the name.
Well, Diecast, so. I don't know if you've heard of this this company called Harmony Gold.
Yes.
apparently, there is a booming business in just sitting on trademarks and doing the bare minimum necessary to maintain them to make sure that nobody else can utilize them without paying you a hefty sum of money for doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah, so
now mind you, that is my personal speculation and opinion, and you know, I have no factual basis to say that is what Fun Publications or anybody involved is actually doing by this action.
Well, no, why wouldn't they do a Transformers convention? You don't have to have a license for it. There's tons of interest.
No, they have no interest.
No, they have no interest. Have no interest, and also we don't know for certain what kind of non-compete clauses there were in their agreement with Hasbro. May not be able to do a Transformers convention.
There may be, but I doubt it. But I've just got to go there, guys, okay? When you think about all the interest that's out there for a Transformers convention, that we need more people, we need more conventions so we can get together and enjoy each other's company and relive all these special memories that we've had for years. I just think that Fun Publications is leaving money on the table.
Yes.
And they just got to do this.
You know, Don, if they do an unofficial BotCon and have it in Dallas, there is like all kinds of like, you know, evening activities to revisit in the realm of those special memories.
I ain't doing that again. Brian's not dragging me out to no nightclub ever again. And Peter Van is not going to pay for me to have entertainment that I don't want. That woman woke me up. I didn't want to be woke up. Okay. That was not a good Don impression. Peter. That's not a good Don impression, but I had to get it out.
Yeah, I was about to say, Don's going to kill you now. Daily.
Yes.
I actually think that FunPub could pull off a BotCon, and there would be a lot of interest just because it hasn't been done in 2 or 3 years.
Yes.
Obviously, what Hasbro, the route they're going with conventions right now, the HasCon that they had and the HasCon that they're going to have in 2019 is not really meant for just Transformers fans. So I think there is a place for that. And the only other convention, you know, that's well known would be TFCon. There are other conventions. But that's the only other big convention out there. BotCon has the name recognition to do a large convention.
Yeah. I mean, they have the name recognition. They have the infrastructure. They have the volunteer support group in place, literally. Yes, there were people who were upset with FunPub because of some of the potentially insensitive things that have been said by like Brian at whatever events. But, you know, I have to say this, and this will sound terrible. I'm not a person of strong character sometimes. If I had to have a Transformers convention that was run by someone who occasionally said things I disagreed with versus not having a Transformers convention, I'd kind of rather have a Transformers convention. Yeah, TFCon's great.
Can we expand the scenario so where I could actually pick the people who say things I don't agree with to run the Transformers convention, and I don't have to go with that person or those people specifically?
So, I'm all tied up. I can't run a Transformers convention right now.
So, yes. Like, TFCon's great. I really enjoy TFCon. I genuinely do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But it doesn't feel the same. TFCon's great, but you can have both.
I mean, I think BotCon would be different if it was unofficial. They could still have a customizing class. I think they could still pull that off. The sets, that would be something that would have to be different than what they were doing originally.
Theoretically, they could contract with Hasbro to get a recolor of some mold made. They'd probably have to end up paying a lot more for it than they did when they were, you know, in a contracted capacity, like as the official convention. But like, it's possible, if unlikely. I think it'd be more likely you would see it happen like the TFCon route, where they associate through one of the retailers or directly with a third party group to get one of those things in a specific color set.
Right.
For an exclusive product in an increasingly hypothetical scenario.
Well, you would if it's on an official convention, I think, probably. But so interestingly,
it'd be interesting if they still said no.
They might, because maybe they would think that they could get it back, because there are people clamoring for it. This past week, Hasbro, Hasbro was talking about HasCon coming up next year, and like 2/3 of the posts, instead of people being happy about HasCon, they were talking about how they want an official Transformers convention. I think there's a ton of demand.
I don't think that's just Transformers fans. I think that's, you know, everything. Like, My Little Pony's fans would much rather have a My Little Pony convention than having to share space with Transformers and now Power Rangers. And I mean, we know Power Morphicon is an official thing, and those fans don't want to give up their official convention to share with Hasbro other Hasbro products. I mean, we're fans of specific brands for a reason.
Yeah,
I mean, we want our own dedicated convention.
So my favorite part, though, of the conversation, one fan was asking, is like, hey, is Peter Cullen going to be there? And somebody's like, is Frank Welker going to be there? And I said, is Don Ferguson going to be there? And a lot of people started chiming in with thumbs up because they knew what I was playing. But I really enjoyed HasCon. And now that I have kids, I think it would be great. But it's not a replacement for BotCon.
No.
Not at all. It's fun. Okay. Hey, guess what? Thank you, Amazon. And thank you to the dozens of people who pre-ordered Power of the Primes Predaking from tfradio.net/Predaking. It's there right now for pre-order with free Prime shipping.
It's, it better be free Prime shipping for a price of $160.
$159.99, thank you very much.
Oh, I'm just saying the SRP of the Titan class has gone up another $10.
Yeah,
it's $160 of sadness.
Yes, but it's listing a release date of August 2nd. I can't remember. I know that last year with Trypticon, or maybe it was the year before with Fort Max, the release was like a couple of weeks after most other online retailers, which was a little frustrating, but guess what? I didn't have to pay for shipping.
Yeah,
and it shipped in 2 days,
right?
And I knew I was going to get it. So not that online another retailer wouldn't get it, but sometimes, you know, there are delays with getting stock and stuff. So yeah, tfradio.net/Predaking. Why don't you just bookmark that or bookmark tfradio.net/Amazon? Because here in a couple of weeks, we're going to have Prime Day, and I didn't realize what a big deal Prime Day is.
Oh, it's huge.
Oh, it's big.
It is huge.
What day is that? I got to take off for that.
So, yeah, I'm thinking about it, too. But what I'm actually thinking about doing, and John, I need your help brainstorming this. All of you, but John's the marketing VP.
All right.
I want to do like...
You know, we need Don here, too. He's got a business degree, you know.
Don's got a business degree. That's true.
We can use mine instead.
You need to consult Don. You don't want to leave money on the table.
Like, I had an idea. I want to do... I can't brand it Amazon Prime Day... Transformers or whatever, but I'd like to do like sort of a thing where it's like a team. Are you team Optimus Prime or team Rodimus Prime on Prime Day? Just to get like people buzzing and retweeting links to our Amazon affiliate link. I'm a shill, but it helps pay for the show.
Shill away.
What was that? Something was that you, Matt?
My microphone falling.
Okay?
Oh no.
Oh, this is craziness today. Sorry, this is a disorganized show because Don's not here to corral things like he should be.
Well, I'll do what Don would do in this particular spot, which is...
You know what Don has?
No, the other thing, which is let everybody know that if you can't afford to pre-order a Predaking and you still want to help us out, Robots in Disguise Warrior Class Thermidor is now down to $14 on Amazon.
Wow.
That's a great toy.
And we all have it on our list.
Yes, we all have it on our wish list.
I at least have Bisque on hand, so you know I can enjoy the mold.
Team Donimus.
I have it in my hand. I don't have it on my list.
Donimus, yes.
No, there you go.
Matt dropped the mic. That's absolutely true. So yeah. tfradio.net/Amazon, help us out. Bookmark it. You know what? If you click this will sound so shady, but if you click the link and you don't even buy anything, you buy something the next day, that should help us out too. Just saying.
Does it last that long?
I think it does.
As long as your browser doesn't clear cache.
Yeah, I know it's all cookie-based, and so it's going to vary depending how often that gets cleared out.
Yeah,
who has cookies?
Yeah, who has cookies? Like, yeah, seriously.
I don't.
Buy a t-shirt, too. I need to upgrade the server. We're having capacity issues. tfradio.net/Amazon, tfradio.net/shirts. Okay, so Rob, what's on T-Formers this week?
Not too much. Mainly, we just have a... little interview with Lorenzo de Bonaventure about the Bumblebee movie, which I have not read.
Me either.
So so he says gave us the opportunity to Gen 1, which just saying Gen 1 to Gen 1, that hurts me.
Yes, it's a verb now.
It's a verb now.
No, but, no,
like,
it's not.
But looking at it, we've discussed before, it just doesn't look like G1. But in the chat, and I think, Rob, you mentioned this on Twitter earlier, Rodimus Supreme had talked about how the Seeker that we all thought was a Starscream, then people said probably wasn't Starscream, is probably Starscream.
Yeah, it's Starscream.
Yeah.
I would have been fine with it being Ramjet, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have been fine with it, but it was so obviously Starscream that I'm happy to find out that it's Starscream just because it's so freaking Starscream. Obvious.
Yeah.
Matt, what do you care if it's a cone head or not? You're not even going to pay any attention to it except when we make you by talking about it.
Because it's correct.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, the primary argument against Starscream was that he did not look like movie Starscream, but Bumblebee didn't look like movie Bumblebee. So
This is true.
That's because they Gen 1'd them.
Oh, yes. Geez.
Okay. Hey, Don, what's on the network this week? Don? Don? Hey, Jason, what's on the network this
Bueller?
Week?
I guess I have to don for this week.
Wait, who said what?
What's on the network this week? How was your weekend, episode 35, Brian's first Father's Day? On this episode of How Was Your Weekend, Wendy and Brian catch up after a short break. Mm-hmm. Wendy describes her new adventures, and Brian discusses his first few weeks as a foster parent, including his first Father's Day. RPG Lessons Learned, episode 59. Dusty recommends some lesser-known GM resources. A short episode of RPG Lessons Learned this week. Dusty and Brian talk about some lesser-known GM resources that Brian can utilize as he's preparing to run his first game. And that's what's on the network this week, and that's a Don deal.
Hey, Diecast, do you have any reviews up this week? That was good.
Yes, I have all three of the Prime Masters with their Pretender Shells. Or
do you have a review decoy. For each one?
Yes.
A 3-minute video for each one of them, which,
oh, that's
to
good.
My mind, actually works.
Hey, I did that. I did that with the Wave 1 Titan Masters for T-Formers, so I, you know, it was refreshing compared to some of the longer videos I've had to do.
Yeah, I mean, I would probably do them as a batch just because of the functional similarities between them, but like at 3 minutes each, who cares?
Yeah.
Plus, that gave me various separate opportunities to inform Diecast of ways he was wrong.
Hey, so we're poking fun at Don. We love Don. Again, happy birthday to Don tomorrow.
Happy birthday.
And in the chat, iMational, who has been on fire today, mentioned tfradio.net/massyattack because someone needs to buy Don those Mallow cups.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, iMational was the one who bought Don the Scream Eggs. And there's also a casket, which you could buy at the same time. That's
also
great.
New Gundam Breaker comes out on Friday, and it will eventually have Trion 3 as downloadable content. So make Don use his PS4.
That would just delight Don to no end.
Absolutely. Yes. And Rob's birthday is Saturday, tfradio.net/claylist.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see here. You can find this episode at tfradio.net/576. You can leave us a voicemail at 931-99-GOBOT. That's 931-994-6268. I think I actually have a few that I need to do. We can do them for next week. If I had actually prepared in advance, you know, I would have known that I probably should have done that this week because we were short on news, which is kind of nice because I could actually get some sleep. But 931-99-GOBOT. You can leave a voicemail, send a text, whatever. I am on Twitter at BKilby and on Instagram at Brian Kilby. We are on the Twitters at TF Radio and on Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio and at TF Podcast on Instagram. I haven't used Instagram much lately. We have it automatically update, spoilers. Show postings, but I haven't put any fun Transformers photographs up lately. As I do some more work in my office, I should throw those up there. Rob Springer, who I already mentioned at zonebase.org, Russian hackers, please do your best. You are not going to get through his security.
Do it.
He is at Robo Rob Springer. Jason, Don at HMRC for EVR. And at hashtag TFYLP, apparently, he said. Which I don't think that's actually how it works, but...
I don't think he understands hashtag, or as Diecast would say, a pound sign tag.
Yeah.
Pound sign.
Yeah. Don...
I mean, he can monitor it, so...
This is true. Don is actually going to be out next week as well, because he has a test.
He's going on tour.
He's going on tour.
Donomics seminars. It's kind of taking off.
That would actually be fun. Yeah, it would be. But he'll be back, I guess, the first podcast in July.
Yeah, I think that's what he said.
Which is going to be July 4th? Holy crap.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to have such terrible background noise with all the fireworks.
Fireworks here start about the time the show ends. So I think it'll be fine. Jason.
Of course. I mean, even odds that Diecast will try to light something off in his basement just for the show.
Might as well.
I mean,
my neighbors set off their own fireworks, Brian. It's going to be loud.
The neighborhood beside of me, they have their own fireworks display, which is actually better than the fireworks display back at home. So it's kind of funny. But I don't think it'll be. Actually, no, it'll suck. Okay, Jason, how do people get a hold of you?
Well, actually, instead of sending you to Twitter and all that stuff, you can now go to jasonskirk.com. Got all my social media. It's got my Amazon wish list. It's got all of the podcasts I'm on, as well as my one mic show, which might be returning soon. So jasonskirk.com. Find everything about me there.
Wow. I need to promote briankilby.com more often. Because I never mentioned the Happy Daily or Happy Day and Wilkes podcast anymore, but that's where you find
it. Do you even do those anymore?
Yeah. I hired.
I wouldn't know since you never promote them.
Yeah, no, hired Vinoy, which not his real name, spoilers, is coming over tomorrow, and we're going to record a few more episodes.
Oh, yes.
Yes, those are the best
more
ones.
More updates on the Taco Bell sinkhole?
Yes.
Awesome.
Those are the best episodes. Those are universally loved.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's literally the only episodes I ever care about.
Yeah, well, I don't blame you. But yeah, so briankilby.com. Matt is on Twitter at Melvar, 3 L's, 2 R's, MELLLVARR.
And he'll be at JoeCon at least one day this weekend.
Are you guys going to tweet any photos Saturday. Out or anything?
If there's anything to take photos of, maybe.
So it's at Melvar and at ChrisRTXV. And potentially,
I'm sure we'll capture some photos of some form of despair or another. Yes.
Yeah, you got to give us an update.
It's a G.I. Joe convention. Of course, we'll capture images of despair. We can't not capture images of despair.
So, you know that guy who went to, was it Magic Tournaments, and was capturing, like, the butt cleavage, and he got kicked out? I'm not saying do that, because it's not the same kind of convention, but can you capture, like, the moments of sadness on the faces of, like, all the people there and share those photos? I'm not making fun. But I like, it's almost a journalistic sort of thing, because I think it would just, I don't know, there's just some interest, there's human interest in like all the people who are really sad because they collect G.I. Joe.
I mean, you have to think on some level that the 12-inch G.I. Joe collectors going to this, knowing it's the final JoeCon, have to now be confronting some form of their own mortality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if this thing that is their, like, you know, major event of the year is dying, well, I mean, that means they're going to die eventually too. Like, it's just, it's all over at this point. It's downhill. Their lives are at an end, basically.
There's always Botlana or Joelana or Toylana. It's fun. Or photos might be at flickr.com/ChrisRTXV.
I probably wouldn't put those kind of photos up there.
You should. You should listen to me on how you run your own Flickr page.
I haven't put anything on it in months. I mean, it wouldn't hurt anything compared to what I'm doing now.
Diecast.
You can reach me on Twitter at Diecast2 and on Facebook at Reviews by Diecast. And you can check out my reviews on our tfradio.net/reviews.
Yeah.
I almost forgot.
We need to put a whiteboard behind Diecast's monitor with all of this information bullet pointed so he can just read off of that every week.
I almost said the wrong thing, that's all, just because.
I had one like of those. I have one of those. Hey, my brain mess up too. My brain no good.
brain no good at the end of the day.
My brain need caffeine. Let's see here. Rob.
I am on Twitter at Figure Viewers and Flailthroughs. Also on YouTube at Flailthroughs, where I took a look at the Japanese beta for New Gundam Breaker this week, which is, I don't know how to describe it, but they've made some changes from the last three games that most people are not so hot on. I'm going to be interested to see the final when I get it later this week. And if you want to request any specific mobile suits in that game, you can go to patreon.com/flailthroughs and give me a couple of bucks and I will make a video involving that particular gunpla.
So what's the threshold for that, or the tier?
$2.
Am I at $2?
I will have to look, but I think you are.
I need to request some stuff, even though I have no idea what it is. I'm going to request nonsensical stuff.
Okay, I let me specify that you have to request something that is actually in the game.
Okay. Okay, cool. John.
That John D everywhere. And I have to say this. Rest in peace, Leon White, a.k.a. Vader. Big Van Vader. He passed away Monday. He was one of the biggest wrestlers of the 90s, literally and figuratively. one of my favorite of all time. So rest in peace, Leon.
I'm just thinking of the Twitter incident from a couple of years back, and it's been an interesting couple of years with Vader. I got to meet him like 3 years ago. I met him before, but I got a chance to actually hang around him for a few minutes, and he is a big dude. He was a big dude. So, yeah. One of my favorite Vader matches is not one of his best matches, but it was the Vader-Ric Flair match from Starrcade 93. I love watching that. I love that match.
Watch it tonight, Brian.
No, I'm going to bed.
It's a shame they didn't put him in the Hall of Fame when they had the chance.
Yeah. It's a shame they didn't, you know, give him the title when they had the chance, or feature him on the pay-per-view that was, you know, named after his tagline. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mistakes have been made. Speaking of, we'll see you next week.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required. If you know what's good for you.
Transformers, it's better than crack.
The only time I ever tried to like retool or repaint, maybe there's something we can talk about if you've ever tried to retool, repaint, or part swap anything. The one thing I tried to do that on was back when the Cheetor, the Transformers 2 Cheetor first came out. There was not, I mean, at the time, they, you know, this was before they did like the Transmetal 2 Ravage version in black. And so I thought that was like a no-brainer because it was. It wasn't like that was original idea, but it was one I had as well. And so I decided to try to paint it black. You would be amazed at how horribly difficult that is. Because if you don't use the right paint, that thing was tacky for years.
Oh my gosh, wow.
I am not kidding. The paint on that never set.
Yeah, you need to be careful with that.
Did you use enamel or?
I think, God, I don't know. I think I had testers originally or whatever that stuff is. And that didn't work. So
so it was just always tacky then. Every single time you touched it, you're like, ew, it's going to leave something behind.
Yeah, it was like sticky, tacky forever.
Wow.
So kind of like Universe Prowl right out of the package.
yeah.
Well, and see, that's the thing, too. There was a lot of toys that year that had that problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was after the big lead paint scare, wasn't it?
But but I did this nifty thing with it, though, because I had this – because I needed – the whole deal with those, if you think back, they had the spark crystals. So I was like – well, I need a Decepticon spark crystal. So about the cheapest Decepticon I could find was Scarum. And so...
Predacon.
So I needed... Sorry. I needed a Predacon spark crystal to switch with the Maximal one. So I bought Scarum and switched them. And then, you know, like painted this horrible, sticky, black version of... Transmetal 2 Ravage, and was like, well, that's crap. And so now I had this Scarum, and I was like, well, what do I do with this? And I was like, Transmetal 2 Goldbug. And so, like, I painted it gold and, like, painted, like, the back parts that were supposed to be the shiny metal gold and did some blue touches on it and, you know, put the Maximal thing in there. It actually worked. Actually wasn't bad. Actually came out as a decent... Transmetal 2 Goldbug.
See, the problem with your black Transmetal 2 Cheetor is that you tried to repaint the Transmetal 2 Cheetor.
Yeah, that would be... Well, and imagine how horrible I felt when that figure like actually came out and looked good. I was like, man, I wasted all that time. Oh, well. But,
yeah, but at least you ruined a Transmetal 2 Cheetor in the process. That's what matters.
This is true. I ruined... Here's the funny thing. Of the two... I was actually trying to make a Transmetal 2 Ravage and turned it into crap and wasn't trying to make a Transmetal 2 Goldbug, and that came out really well. So, you know, what are you going to do?
Such is the life of, you know, changing...
Right, like kitbashing and yeah.
Kitbashing.
That was my first and only attempt too. It went so horribly wrong.
That you've never went back.
I've not yet gone back. I've thought about trying to do like resto and stuff, but then I realized that I'm not good at that either. So I don't.
I was working on a Star Wars figure. I'm kind of halfway through it and gave up on it for a while because unfortunately I have this. My whole family, in fact, has this genetic problem with shaky hands, and that does not make for good fine painting.
So I'm gonna hope that none of you are surgeons or dentists or gynecologists.
My dad did used to fillet fish for a living. So
oh, that's like wow, that should be done as like a stage act. Bottom around, ladies and gentlemen. Is he going to slice his finger off? Let's find out.
Well, he probably had like a cut-proof glove, right?
Whatever. God, what's a cut-proof glove, man? I used to go.
You did not get the chainmail gloves, just in the meat department.
God, no. My family, when we used to go, we had like a. My dad has like three or four brothers, and we used to go to the lake and. Real quick, because the show's almost over. But, you know, when we would go to the lake and fish, man. No, man, it was just like bare hands and knives, like cutting fish open. Guts everywhere. It was awesome. Shooting turtles.
Yep.
That's how we do it in the country. So. All right. Well, I think that's it for this show. Somehow, it magically happened.
We got through it.
We did get through it, and we talked about Transformers. Most of the time, we hardly talked about Pokemon, which is insane that happened.
And as far as I know, we avoided poop.
We did largely avoid that. If you want to hear more about that, though, you again should listen to Superhero Time.
And you can also listen to the nicer version of it on Rescue Bots Rescue Center review.
Oh, cool! Is there poop discussion in that?
We talk about dysentery a lot.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Nice.
I'm missing
Somehow
out then.
I'm able to do
it. I'm going to go back and listen to that then now. Awesome.
You know, if you want to talk about dysentery, you should do an Oregon Trail podcast.
That's why we talked about
That's
it.
That's awesome. I'm telling you.
Get it to a Rescue Bots review.
I'm telling you.
Fantastic.
Go check out the Rescue Center.
I wish we thought of Oregon Trailcast back in April, but.
God, that would have been. God, that would have been awesome. Philip from Skyjimmer, magazine.
Yeah. Oh, ASM.
Him and I had a whole discussion one day about doing a trip to the moon version of Oregon Trail.
Oh, yeah, I saw some of that.
That would
be awesome.
I want to find an open source version of Oregon Trail just so I can do like the moon, where it's like you've run out of oxygen.
To Kickstarter!
You've contracted space dysentery. So.
You've contracted.
The project is worth doing just so you can have space dysentery.
I know, that's the thing, is we really need to populate space dysentery. Well, on that note, this has been Radio Free Cybertron. I will never fill in again, most likely, on this show. I do miss everybody. So if you want to hang out with me, you should join me on the other podcast I'm on, which is Superhero Time, and Fanboy Versus. So for Rob Clay, thank you for being here. XV, thank you for joining us. And Amy, thanks so much for sort of last minute hanging out with us. Hopefully it wasn't too embarrassing.
No, this was awesome. Thanks.
But everybody, thanks for listening. Go to the website, tfradio.net, and follow us on Twitter, and there's all that good social network stuff. So we'll get out of here. Yep. Have a good one, and we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.